Blog Talk Radio.
It was the Anglo-American Alliance that stood up and fought the tyranny which you hate. So did Norway. So did Denmark. So did the Scandinavians as well, who stood up and fought.
What do you think of Sweden?
Sweden was neutral.
What do you think of Sweden?
I think if people had been neutral against Hitler, Hitler would have won.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Tonight's banner show, English Defence League radio show, The Corrupted Hand. And anyway, I'll just read you the script for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show. Your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, and my wingman for this evening is Dave Agador Milner. Tonight we'll be discussing events of the week with the usual suspects involved. Yes, the Quislings and the traitors of the people in full force, stretching their blood-stained fingers into our legal systems, our governments, our economy and our lives. Meanwhile, death cult jihadists make terrorist threats to Mr. Tommy Robinson, his wife and children, the royal family, and of course, ourselves, the English Defence League. The Sharia enforcers don't want to do anything unless you turn up at the jihadist's door. Then they arrive and pretend to do their job. Are they kidding? Disgraceful. The truth is on our side, not theirs. No surrender, ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And that was by the late, great Edmund Burke. Those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. So without further ado, let me pass it to my wingman and my good mate, Dave Agdor Milner. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening to you, Jeff. Good evening to everybody in the UK. Good afternoon to everybody in the United States. Hello to everybody around the world and, of course, off Earth. Yes, we've got a big, big show this time. We seem to have a big, big show every time, Jeff, but this time we've got a lot to cover. A lot of ground to cover.
It's not a week goes by that we ain't got a big show, Dave. It's always important, isn't it? God, buddy.
Well, the death cult of Islam is the gift that just keeps on giving. That's what, you know, a gentleman named Tim Burton, who was with the show for years, used to say, you know. But this is something, Jeff, we want to do this right away. We normally do these breaking stories when they're breaking, okay? But this is one that almost nobody knew about, and it took a patriot to dig this out. Now, I got this off of tr.news, and if you guys look at our show page, at blogtalkradio.com, you will see in there that I have tr.news linked in. Okay? Now, this has
great,
to do...
It's a great link. Everybody should look up to that. Everybody. If you like it free, or you like seeing, you know, how it should be, there you go. You've got TR News. Great output there, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, it is. Now, this particular story, the headline, and let's see if any of you have heard about this one. Terrorist attack in New Zealand. All right, now, this isn't the one. They put this out on the 21st of September, guys. And by the way, the picture for this one is in the slides, the show slides. But again, this is one that nobody heard about. All right, we'll do this. Okay, if you were to search the internet right now using DuckDuckGo and not Google, because Google sucks, type in New Zealand terrorist attack. You'll get reams and reams of this about a deranged, murderous scumbag who shot around 50 people dead in a mosque, all right? That's what the left wants you to get. But they don't want you to know about this other attack that happened on a different day. All right, a little further down it says, it would seem that so-called Western authorities like to hide terrorist attacks by either logging the crime as something else or by using the good old tired and tested mentally ill angle. Either way, these reporting strategies, that's within quotes, guys, are becoming more and more common, hiding the truth from the public. Because, guys, if you really knew all of these terrorist attacks that are going on around you, they know that you would raise up a cry and they would have to do something about Islam. Now, this is what happened, okay? Under the subhead, policemen attacked Allahu Akbar. A 24-year-old man going by the name of Ruhairi Kern Taylor decided to ram a police car and then chase the police officer down a highway with a tomahawk axe, shouting Allahu Akbar. After giving up on the chase, he went back to the police car and made some modifications to it with the axe. And if you look at the image, guys, in the slides, yeah, he modified the heck out of the inside of that thing. Taylor was later found wearing a police. You love this, guys, wearing a police jacket and a hat while shouting quotes from the Quran. Okay, now I'm going to read down here a little bit further, guys. Got to scroll down first though. Okay, yeah, this is but this wasn't reported. Yeah, nothing to see here, just an act of vandalism, a little bit of criminal damage, maybe possibly the use of threatening and abusive language. Media outlets have been eerily silent on this incident, which begs the question, why is that? Well, guys, we know why that was, okay? We know why. And the date that this happened, September the 4th. This happened on the 4th of September, guys. You know,
buried it. There you go.
Exactly.
Bury.
Yeah, exactly.
They think we're stupid, don't they? They think the general public, they don't realise that we got people on the ground. Who knows what's going on? The people's information gets passed to them, and they can't. There's nothing they can do about it. It's through services, even though they try to bury it all the time. But Dave, what gets me about this story is, I don't know why, but I was just thinking of the days in the Wild West with the Red Indians, with the tomahawk, you know, and they would do nothing more than to attack, you know, the army, and would take and wear the uniform and the hat. Sort of thing. It's something like the Red Indians used to do, isn't it, Dave? If I remember right.
Well, now, Jeff, I want to, issue a correction. This one here actually came from the 19th, not from the 4th, but it was still covered up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this was still a cover-up. The main story came from nzherald.co.nz, and the headline for it was Axe Attack. Man drove into a police car, then attacked the officer with a tomahawk. Now, I'm going to go ahead and scroll up here because none of this would have gotten out anywhere if it hadn't been for a certain patriot whose name I am not going to expose. I don't think Jeff wants it exposed either because New Zealand authorities...
Names, we know what it's like, what the temperature's like in New Zealand. The guy comes from New Zealand.
We do, brother.
They got to keep a very low profile because they are hunting for people that pass information along, like we know. This is time of war,
are.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's a time of war, and we've got to be very careful and look after our friends who's out there in the field. That's what we're going to say, aren't we, Dave? What are we going to say about that?
Well, one of the pieces of information I want to pass along is this guy was a Maori Islamic convert. In other words, he was a native of New Zealand, but he converted to Islam. And how many times, Jeff, have we heard of these terrorist attacks? And this is nothing more than that being committed by these converts. It doesn't matter. What country they come from, what their skin color is, any of that mess. They convert to Islam, and it just seems to automatically activate this animalistic part of their soul that makes them want to do harm to people. That seem to be the case.
First time, Dave, I hope you don't mind me just...
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
But it's the first time I've heard of... We hear it in different people, but, you know, this is the first one. As to my knowledge, and I might be wrong, guys, if I'm wrong... Please, phone in and tell me. But I think this is the first one that I have come across personally that's converted from being a Maori, which is they're very proud about their heritage, and choosing Islam over their faith that they've had for thousands of years. I don't know how long the Maoris have been around, but they've been around forever, haven't they, Dave? It's the first I would say personally, but I might be wrong, Dave.
Well, Jeff, you know, that's a very great point to make. And you didn't interject. I was done with the story. But it's a great point to make. And it just goes to show you, man, people don't realize just how far, speaking of hands, and that's why I called this show The Corrupted Hand today with your permission. I never do anything without Jeff's permission, guys.
No,
I called,
Dave,
you know, because,
that's great.
You know,
I loved it as soon as I saw it, Paddy.
It's
done, the brother.
Hand of Islam.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's the hand of Islam, guys. And it's into every continent on this earth, except maybe Antarctica. There's heavy Islamic influences in parts of South America. A lot of people don't know that. It's really getting a foothold in the Pacific Islands areas. Africa, of course, everybody knows about the issues that they're having in Africa with Islam. And then, of course, there's Asia, Europe, and the UK and the United States. I mean, this is everywhere, guys.
Well, it's the worldwide, isn't it? We've said this is a global. This is a global jihad. Whether people say it is or where they, but we know it's exactly what it is all about. We live in very unsure times where we used to fight our enemies, go to where they was, fight them, and take them on there. But now, you know, the corrupt politicians with the corrupt hand is the corrupt politicians, have allowed this to take place. So our enemy is at our door, basically. Go ahead, Doug.
No, Jeff, you're absolutely right. You know, that's the thing. You know, the corruption, you know, the corrupted head. Well, that's the thing. It's not just Islam. It's all the people that allow themselves to be corrupted by Islam, with the money and influence and everything else. You know, it runs into every continent.
Always the money, Dave. Always the money that they're corrupted by, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big one, man. That's a big one. And, you know, again, it's on every continent because it's human nature. You know, you get these sleazeball politicians in there. Yeah. It doesn't matter what country they come from, man. You know, they forget about the people that they're there to represent. And, you know, somebody offers them, as you guys put it in the UK, a little backhander. And they take it, and away they go. And they don't think that there'll be any consequences. They don't think about the consequences to the people. That's why they suck. Now,
the backhander is a bit probably bigger than the normal backhander what we'd expect. We're probably talking about millions, you know, along the lines there. I mean, that is it. They're so corrupt. I mean, I'm talking about corruption right from top to bottom, and I do mean councillors, this, that, and the other, right away across this country, right across from the very top, and I mean from the very top of the establishment, right as far as we can go, as I see at the moment, even involving the royals. There you go. Not going to elaborate on that. I think we all know about what's been going on with Andrew. There's lots of stories that's unfolding over the last few weeks over this, and he's been trying to bury it. They've been trying to bury it. We could see the end of the monarchy. But the way that this is going, the way it's unfolding, more information coming out. You could see at the fall of the monarchy. There you go, guys. That's how serious it is. And see,
well,
go, Dave.
Let me ask you, brother. Okay, now you've talked about the very top. Okay, and of course, you know, we know that this goes to MPs. Okay, and right down, you know, we've also seen this with cops on the beat in the UK, especially when it comes to some of these rape gang cases and things of that nature. Some cops have been paid off to look the other way.
Some of them, Dave. Well, yeah. We've got information that proves that. I'm not just saying that, ladies and gentlemen. We've got proof. There's hundreds of them at it. In league with the enemy. Basically, they are, you know, they're really the corrupted, dirty, low-life scumbags. That's it. They're supposed to be there to protect the citizens. They're involved with these rabid Mohammedans raping kids. Involved in it. Involved in this dirty deed of theirs. And they think that they can cover it up. And they're being covered up most of the time until people actually come out and they do, you know, give a shout out exactly what's going on. And then they got to go undercover. It's a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah.
To actually share what's been going on.
Most of us
have followed these whistleblowers, and we can see it. It's so dark. It's so... Mm-hmm. It goes from every part, you know, social workers, all the way through to the very top of the essence of them.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing. And as you say, Dave, the corrupted hand... That's it, mate.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah,
what can I say? I've just. We said that again. The corrupted hand. You was bang on, pal.
Well, and it's the same, Jeff. I just want to say this is the same in the United States. We're going to get to our next segment here in a second. It's the same Americans. It's the same in the United States. You know, I mean, we've all heard stories about crooked cops. You know, taking a bit of cash. You know, on the side. To look the other way at criminals and whatever and all whatnot, but also look at people like Nancy Pelosi. Right now, Nancy Pelosi, who's been in Congress at least 30 years, is worth $9 million. You can't make that much in Congress. There's no way. Okay, so don't tell me that she hasn't taken a bribe or six. Okay, this kind of thing is endemic in human nature, and it's the reason we have to stay on these people and do the best we can to get good people in office. Now, Jeff, I want to bring.
We got Noddy in the house this evening. Davey's joined us in the chat, so giving a big shout out to Noddy. Good to see you, brother.
All right, Noddy. Yeah, welcome, man. You know, appreciate you being here. Appreciate anybody being in chat. If you want to be in the chat, you know, just go to blogtalkradio.com during our shows, all right? And look
oh,
for...
Oh, sorry, Dave. We've also got Easy Rider. My apologies. I just see him. Easy Rider as well. We've got in the... well, he's, I think he's in the studio as such, or he's showing up like that anyway. But so there you go. Just to let you know, we've got two guys that's joined us this evening. Good to see you both. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, well, welcome to Easy Rider. Now, as I was saying, if you want to get in the chat, go to blogtalkradio.com, look for the English Defense League radio show. That's up there in that white space there at the top center. And when you get in there, you'll have to register with blogtalkradio.com. If that doesn't cost you anything, then you can get into our show page and be in the chat. So please come and join us. There's a lot of good chat in there and everything, and there's good people to join us. So, yeah, we always appreciate everybody being in the chat. And Jeff, and listeners, and guys in the chat. We're going to move on to the next segment. This is the one that we weren't able to get to when we did our Thursday show. This has to do with Mr. Tommy Robinson. As we know, guys, he and his wife and children, as Jeff read in the script, have been under a certain amount of duress since Mr. Robinson got out of prison. Jeff, I've got an audio I want to play about this from Tommy Robinson. It's about 5 minutes, 15 seconds long. He did this on the 18th. So if you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and play this one to begin. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Everybody, you're listening to the English Defense League radio show. And this is Tommy Robinson from the 18th.
So, just I know plenty of people are sending me messages making me aware of death threats. I am aware. I've been aware for days. I've been aware for days because the police have been contacting me to meet them. The reason they need to meet me, but they don't just need to meet me, you see. They need to meet my wife because they need to give us Osmond warnings. Another two Osmond warnings. It's like a welcome home present, eh? Now, these people who are threatening me, there's five different videos. They're not just making tweets, which, Sadiq Khan, don't you have 800 officers working on hate speech tweets and messages? Well, this is in your London. I know where one of these people live. I went and found him last time, mentally disturbed. You know, whenever there's a terrorist attack and you say someone mentally disturbed, well, this jihadi sympathiser, jihadi, not sympathiser, this man who was radicalised, as he says, by Ali Dawa, he's making phone calls saying he's going to slash my throat whilst on the phone to Ali Dawa. Now, he's vulnerable. He's mentally unstable. He tells you in the video he's been meeting with Muslims from Luton. He names them. Now, are they pushing him to kill me? He tells you what he's going to do. He tells you what he's going to do to not just me, but my wife. Why has he still done this 3-4 days ago, his first one, and he's not been nicked? Why have you not nicked him? YouTube. I'm not allowed to use YouTube. Okay, I'm not allowed to live stream. You won't find my videos. But this man makes a video 4 days ago. Police are aware of it because they've been contacting me about it. He's made multiple videos. They're all still up. They're all still up. He live streams a conversation about killing me. I can't live stream. So much for this hate speech. Tackling hate speech. My videos, YouTube come out and said none of them breached their policies because there was no hate in them. But still, Tom Watson, who wrote to YouTube and made them remove me from their platform. Tom Watson's awfully silent on issues like this, eh? Everyone's silent on issues like this. So, the police have been ringing me because they need to meet me to give me the Osmond, but they don't know where I live anymore or where I live, and they don't know where my wife and kids live. And they're asking me why. And there's a reason, because the police have leaks. You all know they have leaks. Everyone knows there's corrupt police officers. Now, the police sent before, when I at my old house, I went round there and they sent a big bearded Muslim Pakistani police officer. It was very pleasant and nice. But can I trust that if he's a true follower of Islam, what does he put first? Does he put his job or does he put Muhammad? They put Muhammad before their kids. They put the teachings and the commandments of Islam before their own children. So do you think they put it before your job? Do you think, and they're talking about safeguarding. The police officer says it's about safeguarding. Well, this is safeguarding my family. Yo, mate, part of safeguarding my family is to make sure that no Muslims have access to where they are. And that includes Muslims in your police force. Which I'll expect you to do yourself. Not send them to my front door all the time. So, It's annoying, frustrating. It's frustrating because the hypocrisy in it. You say anything about, you even mention about trans. You make a transphobic comment, the police will come kick your door off in 24 hours. You make a video bare-faced saying you're going to murder me. Silence, nothing, nothing gets done. So, to the police, please do your job. All we're asking is you do your job. If someone threatens to murder me, or threatens to murder my wife, or threatens to murder my children, you should treat that the same as threats to kill anyone else. You'd kick anyone else's doors off for this. People be arrested and on big charges, and there'd be big court cases. Threats to kill is a prison. You get put in prison for threats to kill, unless it's threats to kill Tommy Robinson or his family. And if you ain't going to do your job for me, do it for my innocent wife. Do it for my innocent family. You know, if you've just done your job once, people wouldn't feel so confident. They don't even hide behind fake profiles with me. They just make videos. Going to kill him. Going to kill you. Going to murder your family. Just do your job, man. And well, how come the media are so silent on all this, eh? If I do anything, they run lies about me all the time. Well, here's clear. The police are not doing their job whenever it comes to my family. They do not do their job. Why? So, please, police officers, go and arrest this scumbag. He's mentally ill. We hear all the time whenever there's a terrorist attack, oh, they're mentally ill. Yeah, well, this bloke's mentally ill, right? But he's being directed. He's been radicalised. He's told us that last time. Now he's meeting Luton Pakistanis and Muslims. He tells you this in the video. He's meeting Luton ones who probably are trying to find out where I am or know where I am at times. It's just a matter of time. Now, if I have to protect myself and protect my family, I will. So, you go get him, or I will. Maybe that's what you're playing for. That's maybe why you're leaving it and letting it happen. Every man has a right to defend his family. Every man. And when the police fail to defend them, what option are people left with? Do your job. That's it. Do your job.
Well, there you go. As I say, that was Tommy on that day saying exactly what was going on. It was disgraceful with the death threats that was out there on YouTube. And you know, live feeding it exactly what he's going to do. And still the police sat there twiddling their thumbs because it's to do with it. But they did also, you've got to realise that it wasn't just Tommy Robinson and his family, but that the threat was put out to the royal family and to Englishmen across this country, and specifically to us, the EDL. He mentions us. So, yeah, why are they just sitting back? But there's more to this story. I want to pass it back, Dave, because we know exactly how events unfolded that day. So I'd like to pass it, because I think we've got some other audio clips of exactly what went down. So I'm not going to say too much. I don't want to sort of push myself too far forward into the future, because there's more that we want to discuss about this. But it's it shows you how corrupt the actual police. These can't even call. They're Sharia enforcers. It's nothing more, nothing less. Sharia enforcers. That's all these so-called coppers are. Kind of cool. I want to spit when I say coppers. Dave, back to you, brother.
Well, Jeff, I just want to tell people, again, go to tr.news and you'll find all these videos. But there have been so many threats against Tommy Robinson that a lot of times it's confusing. Now, there was one. It was about a 10-minute video that this sleazeball recorded that I decided not to run because, frankly... you know, I didn't think our audience deserved to be exposed to this moron for 10 minutes. You know, I didn't want to devote that kind of showtime to him. And Jeff, I didn't think you'd want me to either.
Our listeners know there's pretty savvy people that listens to our show. So they would have come across these videos. They was up there long enough for anybody to get hold of it. And I don't know if they've been took down now, but they was definitely up there. just a few days ago. They were still up there. Don't take them down. But
that they were.
There's a rule for them and a rule for us, and it shows.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks. The corruption.
Yeah.
The corruption. It stinks. The high heavens. Dave?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And, yeah, as you say, the video was still up there as of a couple of days ago, because obviously I, you know, this was some of the stuff was things I was trying to get together for the Thursday show. You know, they were still up there then. And you can still, guys, try and access all this through tr.news. Not aware whether those videos are still up, but I did get some audios, two short audios. These are just two of the threats made against Tommy Robinson. The first one here, guys, these audios are going to be just about a minute and 10 seconds long each. Jeff, I'm going to start the first one, if you're ready.
Yep, go for it, Dave.
All right, here you go, Jeff. You guys are listening to the English Defense League radio show. This is the first threat that the first of these threats that Tommy Robinson got that was short enough to where, you know, I recorded this. So here we go.
Tommy Robinson, listen to me. I've been planning murder. I will kill your family. I will kill your wife. You need my demands. When you go for a protest, I'm going to follow you home. And I'm going to murder you. I'm going to stab you through your fucking neck. I'm going to kill you and your wife. And I'm going to leave your kids to cry for daddy. I promise you, Tommy Robinson, your wife will die.
Yeah, okay, guys, there you go.
That
Jeff,
was
what did you think of that
almost like the devil talking, because it would come over as garbled. But that was pure. Ladies and gentlemen, what you've just been listening to is pure evil. There is nothing you can say. There's nothing about sanity. This is pure evil. Pure evil brought about by this cult of death.
Mm-hmm.
Indoctrination. This is what happens to them. They become like brain dead zombies, killing machines. And that's what you heard. Basically, evil. Evil. We can't say nothing more about it, David. It was just pure and utter evil. And the police don't want to do the job and nick these people. What's the matter with them?
Sorry, Jeff. Go ahead, please.
No, Dave, please.
Okay. Now, as far as I know, that particular one was put together by a idiot on YouTube that goes by the handle KO and then a space and then 100G. All right. So if you want to get onto his account, find that video and leave your own comment, because he left comments open. Go ahead. I didn't see a whole lot of thumbs up on that one, nor did I see a whole lot of thumbs up on the next one I'm going to run. What I thought was interesting, though, was that the guy is so cheesy that he used a sound editing program to distort his own voice. But he's a sleazeball. Now, the next one, Jeff, is about the same length. This is by someone on YouTube named Freddy and then the number one. Freddy and a space and a number one, Jeff. I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to play that particular threat as well. All right. So when you're ready, I'm ready.
Yeah, let's roll, Dave.
All right, here you go, guys. This is the second one.
Tommy Robinson, and I will rest until the job is done. You will die very soon. I'm gonna come with a gun. God damn soon. I've been paid money for this. And I get paid to send out messages. They call me Tony the Hitman. And that's me. I've done this all my life. And I won't fail. You'll be dead by 2 weeks. I promise you, you're dead.
There you go,
Jeff. Is that it, though?
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. What can we say about that? And, you know, the authorities, or they call themselves authorities, refuse to do anything. Like, it's total evil death threats to people. Now, I'm sure if I made death threats to anybody over my phone or anything, like what they did, they would smash my door down. I'd have police standing over with me with guns, threatening to waste me if I moved. My parents would be held hostage. You know, that's what would happen to me if I said anything like that. You know? So it goes to show you there's a rule for them and a rule for us. And if it's talking about... I just feel it's just... You know, he's made death threats against the royal family. He's made death threats against all Englishmen. All Englishmen, the EDL, you know, we come and say that we like with Tommy, they don't really care about us. We could be murdered on the streets, they probably wouldn't even notice it, though, you know what I mean? But that is it. But anything happens to a Muslim, oh my God! There's helicopters flying over, police dogs roaming around, you know, they were sending the SAS, like they were hunters down. My God! You know, it's so, what's going on, David? It's just crazy, man. I tell you, it's just crazy.
Well, this is pathetic, Jeff. I mean, now, that first small audio that I played, I'm just going to give you the titles of those, too, okay? Just so people who want to find these accounts and make their own comments. This first one by KL100G is called Tommy Robinson Will Be Killed Soon. He did that one on the 14th. The second one, the one you guys just heard, was by this Freddy One character. And this one, oh, this one's really cute, Jeff. Yeah, Tommy Robinson will die within 2 weeks, death countdown. And that was done on the 16th. Okay. And again, the authorities doing nothing about it. These guys just threatened Tommy Robinson. It's not the other guy that Tommy was talking about that, yes, as you said, Jeff, threatened the royal family, threatened the EDL, and threatened
English,
threatened English people, as you said. It isn't even that guy, but as you say, Jeff, it's one law for them and one law for everyone else, and it was never intended to be that way, from the Magna Carta right down to today. It was never meant to be that way. You know, this isn't about class. This is about political correctness just gone wild. And for people who say, well, it doesn't matter, it's Tommy Robinson today, it'll be you tomorrow. You know, and I have to also, Jeff, say a little something to the media. You know, their excuse for not worrying about any of this stuff, okay, is that, oh, Tommy Robinson is quote-unquote a racist, and if he's killed, it's okay because he's quote-unquote a racist, despite the fact that Islam is not a race, okay? Guys, do your job, too. If this was a Muslim being threatened, you know what you'd be doing. You'd be jumping up and down like organ grinders, monkeys, demanding that the people who made those threats be imprisoned. Right now, you're doing nothing. You suck as much as the people you serve. Jeff, brother, we do have a we've got a few people popping up in the studio up in here, so maybe maybe our lefty friends have got some growing up.
Yeah,
we're
ready anyway. We'll just bring one person at the moment. It's called, and there's another one's joined the as in the studio, Dave. So I think they're waiting for this one person to. So let's hear what this gentleman or lady has got to say. It's a good evening. You are live. No, you're not playing all that Islamic crap in the background. I don't need it, Muppets. Go away and take your buddies with you. Go on, Go on, Muhammad. Jog on. Who won? Bye-bye. And don't let the door smack you in the face on the way out. On your way.
Jeff, I thought he had his speakers up too loud. I was about to say, bro, you know, turn your speakers down, man.
Nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we're stupid. There you go, they're dropping off now. Go on, like flies, didn't you? You like flies around a big turd that sat there. It was going to be the big cheese. But he was gone. I'm not listening to no Islamic crap in the background. Are you joking me?
I gotta tell you, Jeff, you know, the guys that did come in on the banana boats are a lot more hip than some of these people, man, because they came to work and be a part of both your country and in mine as well. You know, we got some really loyal people from that part of the world.
There's two more. Hang about. We could be under invasion at the moment, Dave. It could be. But these could be different callers, Dave.
Brother.
Let me see. Dave, what should we do? We could have possible
trouble,
so there might be genuine people.
You the man,
we
Jeff.
We've got three on the line now, Dave. Wow.
You the man,
what
Jeff.
What do I do, Dave? What shall I do, buddy?
Well, you know,
bring it on. Let's bring it on. Right. 1111.
Ready.
You are live.
Start again.
Bye-bye. Go on, shut off.
Another one dropped off on the phone.
One more. Let's have fun. Right, this could be genuine. This is they put a number in. It's not 11111 or nothing like that, Dave. This is 2039, the last four digits. So with that, let me bring on. Right, let me see. Okay, 2039, you are live on the English Defence Eagle radio show.
Oh dear.
Oh my goodness me. I didn't know they were allowed to make phone calls in asylums, Dave.
I guess so.
I've had fun. Now, this is cheer my night. I love you, Charles. Yay. Call in. Let's give it some more. Come on, now, son. Let's do it. Come on.
Yeah, guys, you're putting my brother Jeff in a good mood. He loves this stuff, so if you want to get it to where we're in a good mood and we feel good, keep it up, man. Because you know, I want my brother to be in a good mood.
I can stomp all over you. Come on, well, I know you're listening. Come on, you muppets. I love trolls. Oh, I love trolls. Come on, troll the chat room. Come on, troll the studio.
No, Jeff, man, we know somebody that's in a band that makes good music. I'm not going to say who his name is right now, but I would, you know, man, the next time you talk with him, he needs to do a song about how much you love trolls, man. Would that be an awesome song or what? That would be a fantastic.
Normally, it's like playing with your dinner, isn't it? You know what I mean? My mum used to say, don't play with your dinner, Jeff. And when I get a troll in here, I like playing, kicking around, pushing them around a bit, and then kicking them out the door. It's just me having a bit of fun, Dave. You like to have a bit of fun as well, don't you, mate? Yeah?
Well, you
but
know,
we're very tolerant
depends.
People.
Mm.
Up to about 10 seconds.
Yeah, well, you're tolerant up to 10 seconds. I'm tolerant up to about, maybe 5, maybe 2, depending on what day it is. But, brother, now, let's see. Okay, we've got one more listening. Okay, we've got one more listening in studio. We've got two more listening in studio. So they might be back. They might be back. Oh, wait a minute. No. Now you're doing the BBC thing from World War II.
The English Defence League radio show, we're being invaded by trolls. But I can handle it. Don't you worry, ladies and gentlemen. Don't have no fear. The knight, the crusader is here. Would that trigger them, Dave? The crusader is here.
It must have. It must have, man. Two of them have raised their hands, man.
There you
Your
go.
Honor.
Okay,
go
now this could be genuine. Here we go. Yes, 1911, you are live on the English Defence League radio show. Go ahead. You're feeding back.
Yeah, sorry, Jeff. I think that was one of my fans. I think that was one of my fans from the Crab Nebula. Everybody, I love you guys. I really do. Okay? You know, but when you call in next time, use a different frequency, okay? You know, because, you know, your signal from the flying saucer isn't coming in too well. You know, that's all I'm saying. All right?
Have I got another one, Dave? Is this another one here?
You do have another one, man.
I do. My goodness me. Am I having fun tonight, guys? Here we go. Okay, 1111.
Hi.
You are live on the English Defence League radio show.
Hi.
Let's have it.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm kind of confused as to what's going on here with all these.
We've been invaded by trolls this evening, buddy, that's all. And if you're a good caller, God bless you. Thanks for calling into the radio show, mate.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love your show. Wanted to talk a little
thank
bit
about... Thank you very much.
Let me turn down my radio. I'm sorry about my computer. Wanted to talk about is first of all, the Islamophobia that's taking place here in the United States. I think it's well deserved. I don't see too many Christians.
You think it's well preserved? Islamophobia.
Okay, man. Hey. Yeah. Sorry, caller. You're gonna have to call back in because you're getting feedback, and it's pretty bad. So sort out your business. Maybe put on a pair of headphones when you call back in or whatnot. But Jeff, before we take any more calls, I was wondering if you'd like to call back. Yourself. And while you do that,
I was having so much fun, Dave. I better call back in a minute.
Guess
what? Two more joined us.
mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. One more's got his thing up. So.
He's got up, Dave. You say so? He's got his hand up.
He's got his hand up.
What,
yeah,
I've got
hand.
A couple of minutes. Shall we take this one, Dave? Shall we?
Your show, brother. You do what you want to do. I'm here to back you.
Right. Can you turn
come
down
on,
whatever
man.
Thing you got in the background, mate? What you
doing? Nah, sorry. He ain't doing it. Sorry, man. Guys.
I don't know why they do that. They want to abuse or anything like that. Please have the dignity to turn your crap off and talk to me man to man. Or talk to you man to man instead of playing a load of garbage, garbled stuff in the background or doing something to mess it all up. You know, it proves how brave they are. They're not brave, they're just trolls. And they just have fun with them. So,
they're a little boring. They're a little boring, and I'll edit them right out when I do the Unpleasant Blind Guy on EDL.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be edited right out. They'll be gone. They won't even be. It'll be as if they never were, Jeff.
It was just like
you ready to call them back in?
silent farts out there, Dave, you know. And it was gone, you know, you got the air freshener, and it's gone. I think, yeah.
Yep. Well, brother, do you want to call back in now?
He got another turn up.
Yeah. Do you want to call back in now? Because it's just about time, man. And I can play the SHR media promos while you do that.
Yeah, okay then, pal. Let's do that then.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, guys, you bet. Now, guys, the English Defense League radio show is associated with the SHR Media Network, on which there are a lot of good shows, okay? And just to remind you guys, all right, this show is being repeated at the SHR, at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page on Spreaker.com. Now, my own show times are Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern and on Saturday at midnight Eastern. In the UK, that's Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 5 a.m. All right. And my show can also be heard on the Western Free Radio Network, and it can also be heard at the SHR Media YouTube page. Okay. Now, if you are listening to the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com, remember this. Okay. This show goes live, all right, at 8:30 p.m. in the UK, and that's 3:30 p.m. in the United States on Thursdays and Sundays. So do come in and, you know, get in our chat room, be with us live. We would like to have you here with us. We usually don't have the same kind of troll jerks like we do today, but hey, we always get through it. And we're going to go ahead right now and play you some of these promos. This is going to be about 3.5 minutes long. You are listening to the English Defense League radio show. Here you go, guys.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Hey, this is Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Join us for The Right Way with Shannon and Mike, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on SHR Media.
Why are they joining us?
For fun things like sports, politics.
Oh, maybe some news and entertainment?
And all kinds of other things.
Money and recipes and events, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so join us Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on SHRmedia.com.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York, the Lid himself, Jeff Dunnett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com and Lid Radio. We fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunnett.
It's your business diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truths on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
The new show on the SHR Media Network, Sackheads Against Tyranny. On shrmedia.com, go there quick like a bunny, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, every Wednesday, live and direct on the SHR Media Network, shrmedia.com. Be there.
Broadcast. broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, a mere 2 miles from the state capital. The Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show can be heard every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com to listen. You can also watch on the SHR Media Facebook page and the SHR Media YouTube channel. No goldfish were abused in the making of this ad. Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
And welcome back to the Expense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. Yeah. All right. Jeff, my friend.
Well, we're having a busy night tonight, aren't we? Those trolls are on the go.
Yeah, well, I kind of think they need to go because we have some things we need to get covered here, man. And I know that one of the things that they think that will make them a success will be if they can just keep us covering their noise and their nonsense, and we won't be able to get to the subjects that we're talking about. And right now, I'm looking at the next subject that we have. All right. And it's an important one, of course. It's one that you care about, Jeff. And I know that it's a big one. Okay, certainly it's a big one for anybody that cares about freedom and things of that nature. Okay, that's Brexit. That's right. And what we've been doing these past few shows is we've been looking at the Brexit headlines because so much, so much has been happening so fast in this. Brexit battle, that we've just been taking the headlines as they come, and making a comment on them, things of that nature. This is funny, Jeff. Here's a headline. I find this hilarious. Okay, because this guy is warning about this, and I think this is exactly what we want. Okay. Now the headline here, and all this stuff, guys, is from the Daily Mail. All the papers in the UK are pretty much the same with this stuff. A bunch of lefties and usually a bunch of Ramoners.
Activists. That's all lefties. Lefties activists. Sorry. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now dig this headline. There will be a hard Irish border if Brexit negotiations end in no deal, warns Jean-Claude Juncker, or as I call him, Hitler Jr. So, Jeff, take a look at that headline. hasn't that really been – remember when Jan explained the backstop business to us and all of that? Hasn't that really been something that there's been needing to be a hard Irish border? Hasn't that been needed all along? This guy's acting like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, it always says, I mean, it's quite obvious that they've always needed a hard border. So mm-hmm. whatever they're trying to do to throw things up in the air, it will turn out all right. I mean, that's it. If it turn out what I think the Irish people want. I don't believe that, that those who's involved in the Brexit would do anything to harm our friends in Ireland. I'm sure
right.
that's they take that into the case. But there's so much jiggling. Excuse me.
Oh well, yeah. There's so much negotiations and everything, and so many attempts to, as we say here in the United States, muddy the waters. They want to get everybody to arguing about side issues. And Jeff, to me, what the real issue here is when it comes to Brexit is do the people of the UK want out or not? They voted out. They voted that they want out, and no further discussion is needed. They voted out. And I don't see a need to embellish anything or anything like that. Just work out the quickest no-deal treaty, and then boom. It goes back to what it was before Ted Heath initiated all this mess in the first place. What do you think, brother?
Yeah, we had not a clue. I remember that time. I remember him signing a thing, and I didn't have a clue what it was. I thought it was just common market. I thought it was to do with garden markets. I didn't understand. I was a young man then. I didn't understand the implications, but you soon got to grips with it as time went by, and you realised what the hell have they got us into. And it took us other 47 years, 40 odd years, was it? How many years did it take us to get to this state now? We're almost free. I mean, how many years do we have to wait? We've been calling it for donkey's years, haven't we? And they kept ignoring us. In the end, they had no choice but to call the people to a referendum, either you want in or out. And of course, Cameron thought that I think they spent over £9 million. Pounds or something, or I was sending leaflets out across the country to tell us why we should stay. Haven't we? 17.4 million of us. Basically, I got mine and I put it in a return post back to sender. I reposted it. Bugger them. You know, it was a joke to spend all that money and taxpayers' money to tell us why we should stay in the EU. And it didn't work. They even sent Obama over here.
They did.
Trying to say, if you don't do this, you'll be at the back of the queue. You know what he said, though? All these threats and blown smoke this out the other. And we just, and then your president in waiting, coming up, he said, you know what? Brexit is a good idea. People should have that.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody basically took notice of the incoming president over dum-dum Obama.
Well, that they did, Jeff, and I can remember.
It, mate?
Yeah, I can remember very specifically the morning that we found out that Brexit had passed. You know what a fantastic morning that was. And one of the first communications from the United States to the UK was, hey, you know, we want to be the first nation, okay, to make deals with the UK, you know, business deals and things of that nature after a Brexit, okay? And, you know, we are going to be, if not the first, one of the first nations that you guys, even Obama said that, okay? You know, and that just shows, as you said, Jeff, when he came over before, went over before to the UK and tried to convince you guys to remain, he was just blowing smoke. Okay, even he knew that a UK, you know, free of the EU, would be a good business investment, and we would be good business partners again, just as we were before the early 1970s when this mess, the European Common Market, began. And again, for Americans,
great partners,
guys,
though. There's no doubt about it, Wilder. I mean, you know that. I know that, Dave, and most of the British public, the people, we've got common sense people who understand how good this would be for this country. And all these are saying this is going to happen. They go, yeah, well, next summer they like. But we're coming out. And you watch the EU, as I said before, Dave, you watch the EU, it will fall like a domino effect. It certainly will. So let's go and let it collapse because it's nothing but pure. It's just a gravy train for the rich bureaucrats out there, the faceless ones, who authors don't even know who they are. Let's be honest, Dave. Do you know what? I'm sending out a thing tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing troll issues this evening. But does it stop the show? Nothing will stop the show. The show must go on and will go on.
Well, you know what, Jeff?
Trolls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And I'm going to go ahead and read. I'm going to read a headline. I plucked this story out of the Daily Mail a day or two ago, and I thought this was fascinating. It just shows the mood of the people of the United Kingdom. And I think even the Labour Party people and people of that nature are beginning to clue in on this. That they're, you know, when they back Remain, they're backing a loser. Okay. And you know, back in a Brexit that's just Brexit in name only is back in loser. That's no Brexit. But let me just read this headline, man. You know, because I found this fascinating. A leaked Labour document reveals the party may fight the general election without campaigning for or against Brexit, as a shadow minister Brand's proposal plain wrong and urges members to mobilize against it. That's it, man. So what I think what you're seeing Jeff,
it's quite obvious. You can you smell that fear, Dave? Or is it something else I smell? I don't know. It's just they're petrified because they're going to be crushed out. So any general election, they're gone. They're finished. They're done. All the time they got a Marxist like Corbyn and Diane Abbott and all those Muppets who sit there. You're never going to get back in power. Are you kidding? Never. Never get back in. This country go to war to stop you getting back in, you mugs. I've got to say that anyway, it is time. They're not going to have them back in power. Not as long as most of us live and breathe, you know. No, as I say, it's quite obvious that they are fearful of what could happen in the near future, because when it comes to elections, I think they're going to be stomped out of sight. I use that word stomping because I like that word. I like that stomping sound.
Apparently, evidently you do, Jeff. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's the thing, man. Even they are beginning to realize it. You know, it's not working. They tried propaganda, that didn't work. They tried threats, that didn't work. They tried to insult people by saying they were quote unquote racist. Again, Islam is not a race. That didn't work. They tried everything they could against the people. They even remember, Jeff and listeners. They even said that they're prepared to ignore, and this is if they win the general election, they're prepared to ignore the referendum and just throw Article 50 out of the union or out of the window and stay in the EU.
They? I mean, come on, Dave.
They are.
Is this sound
they
of
are.
Desperate people because they want a mandate to go on the attack with? Because they've got nothing. They've got nothing.
No.
You know, I mean... What can they do? Oh, people are going to come and vote for you because you decided to drop the referendum thing. Jog on. We know what you're all about.
Yeah.
And people don't want you. You're a lost cause. You might as well just give up.
Yeah.
Go away.
I agree with that, Jeff.
That's my own personal opinion, though, Dave. It's just me.
I agree with that, brother. Now, we have one last thing to cover here, okay? And this one isn't very long, but I think this one's important, okay? We usually like to do one story for the United States, you know, because we have a lot of American listeners and, you know, a lot of Americans who back the EDL. And this one here, Now, I found this to be a little bit disturbing. Now, generally speaking, since he backed off from a harder stance, I haven't been that big a fan of Glenn Beck. But you know, even a stopped analog clock is right twice a day if it's a 12-hour clock. And I think he's got a point on this one, but it's a point that even he didn't make, and I want to make it after I read a bit of this story, Jeff. I shared this with you a few days ago, and you told me it sounded pretty ominous. Now this here is off the Blaze, guys, and it's from September the 19th. Glenn Beck issues fiscal warning just like he did before the 2008 financial crisis. Something is very wrong. And the subhead is, the last time the banks were doing this to shore up their balances on the sheets was in 2008. That's you know, a quote from him. Now, I'm not going to use any of his audio. I'm just going to read a bit of this story just so you guys get an understanding of what is going on right now in, you know, with the banks in the United States. And this will, if there is some kind of financial collapse very soon, it will affect the UK and it'll ripple all over the planet. Now, on Thursday, the U.S. Federal Reserve pumped $75 billion into the financial system through overnight repurchase or repo agreements. All right. making the third time it intervened in U.S. money markets in as many days. Okay, now they did that over a period of 3 days. The last time the Federal Reserve flushed the banking sector with this much cash was during the financial crisis of 2008. All right. on Thursday's radio program, Glenn Beck broke down the details of this week's significant market developments and issued a warning reminiscent of his cautionary precautions, that's what it says, of the 2008 economic crash. All right, now let me just break this down for you guys in my own way. There's been so much spending in our country, in the United States, and nothing being done about it. So what have they done? They've been printing more money, and now they're doing a little bit of a shell game, moving the money from this bank to that bank, from this bank to that bank, and now they're doing it fast, and they're doing it in a larger amount, in a bigger supply, more and more of it being moved through faster and faster. And the one thing that Beck didn't talk about, but the one thing that I'm going to talk about, is why. Okay, why is this happening now? And I think the reason is very simple. It's because the left is manipulating this. They want President Trump to lose in the 2020 election. All right. Now, you may be saying, okay, Dave, you're a nut. You're crazy. That can't happen. Well, let me just tell you this. The left often has little conversations and things like that with themselves in the background when they think no one else is listening. And then once in a while, those pop up in the public sector. And I'm going to let you hear something, Jeff. I'm going to run this. This is from MSNBC. Okay. And believe it or not, guys, you do want to listen to this. This is from, this is about a minute and 20 or so seconds long. It's very illuminating, Jeff. This is from June of 2018, June of last year. Jeff, you're ready. I'm going to run this, okay?
Yeah, cheers, Doug.
All right, okay. Guys, here you go. You are listening to the English Defense League radio show. Here you go.
Robert De Niro last night voicing his frustration and opposition to the president at his Tony Awards appearance. You'll notice his comments were deleted. He dropped the F-bomb, saying F Trump twice. And that, of course, comes a week after late-night host Samantha Bee used an expletive against Ivanka Trump. And it's not just crude language. I want to share what Bill Maher suggested on his show last Friday.
This economy is going pretty well. I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. So please, bring on the recession.
Please bring on the recession, is what Bill Maher said. Back with me, Elise Jordan and Mark Thompson. Elise, walk me through this, because I understand the frustration and outrage around the president. I'm sure I shout some of those words in the shower. But when you think about what Americans care about, they care about the economy, they care about health care, they care about issues. And many of them believe, whether he is or he isn't, that he's delivering for them. So when you see celebrities say, I hope the economy bottoms out to get rid of Trump, I think that helps Trump.
Well, and something you hear.
And there you go, folks. Jeff, before I start biting into this, go ahead.
Not in anybody's dream, though. What you said is factual. I believe that's factual. You know, I know that was said going back a couple of years ago. I remember him saying it back then, you know, that about that best thing could happen is, you know, the economy falls flat, and that's the way to get rid of Trump. It's quite obvious that there's people out there will do anything. They've already sold their souls. They're probably selling their mother's souls and everything else now. So are we surprised? Of course not. Not, Dave. I mean, We know what's going on in the world, and the left will do anything to gain power. And if they gain power, all I'll say to everybody is, you better get buckled up, because, my God, it's going to be tough if that comes about. You know, there's going to be, it'd be like Nightmare on Elm Street worldwide if that happens. Do not be taken in by this. It's because that's what they're trying to do, crush the economy.
I think so.
It's just amazing. I've got one caller that's calling in that could be genuine, and he has been hanging on for a bit, and it's not the one. It's another number.
Ends
with 5102. But we shall soon see, and then we'll just conclude the rest of the show this evening. So I'm going to take this call because he has been sitting here, or she might be sitting here quite a while.
Okay.
So, 5102.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Jog on. Bye bye. You're gone. Dave, let's continue with this show.
Yeah, Jeff, what I wanted to say, I mean, you have a lot of people. Now, this used to be the myth pointed out in the United States. Oh, well, the Republicans have all the money. That was a myth. And we know that because a lot of money from Wall Street went, for instance, to the Obama campaign and to other Democratic presidential campaigns. In 2016, 2008, going back to 2004, and before that. And you also see, Jeff, the enormous amounts, the billions of dollars that George Soros pumped into anti-American activities over here in the United States, just so that he could fund mobs that have more or less taken over some of these democratically run cities like Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, and places of that nature. All right. So I don't think that I'm having a conspiracy theory attack here or anything like that. The timing on this is too convenient. And I just want to say one more thing about this, Jeff. You know, as I've been warning people, as I warned Ken before the 2018 election, I think it's going to get worse. They're going to try and crash the economy. And yes, I do think the left are going to try and assassinate someone and blame it on the right. I'm just saying, you know, guys, look for that and always check for the facts. Okay, make damn sure you look for the facts when the big headlines come up, because that's what you're going to need to do. I really believe that they're going to try and do this because they don't care about you. They don't care about the people. They just care about their own power. Am I right, Jeff?
Yeah, no, you aren't, Dave. I mean, they'll do anything. I mean, even to an assassination attempt or something like that. You know, nothing surprised me because they're beyond the evil. They are. You know, the satanic paedophiles out there that we talk about. Let's call them out for who they are. We know the face. Mm-hmm. We know who you are. We're not silly people. We've been following you. We know what you're doing. And you think your satanic ways that you're going to cause the chaos. Well, it's quite obvious that's what you try to do. That's all satanic. It's the way of the devil. But you won't succeed. You know, got too many bright people out there, don't stop this, don't they? You know what I mean? There's too many smart people that sees right through their charade that they're trying to create. And as you say, they're beyond evil. You go, Dave. I just put it out there because that's bloody what they are, isn't it?
Well, you know what, Jeff? I mean, you've given vent to this thought yourself, and so have I. But we've done it in different ways, okay? And I was thinking about this earlier as I was doing show prep. And in a way, you know, you remember the old saying about the irresistible force meeting the immovable object. Well, in this case, the establishment, okay, the political class, the corrupted hand is the irresistible force. Now, I'm not going to say that we're an immovable object, but I will use the analogy that I use, which is we're like Mercury, okay? And them hitting us is like hitting a big ball of mercury with a hammer. It's just going to spread out. You're not going to destroy it. It's just going to spread out, and it's still going to be there. We're still going to be there. Whatever they do, we're still going to be there. Even if they force us underground to a point where we have to pass notes to each other on paper or whatever, they're not going to get rid of us because we're the ones out there telling the truth. We are the immovable object because they can't destroy the truth. They've never been able to as long as there's been recorded history, and they're not going to be able to now. Even though they think they can, they're not going to do it.
I agree, Dave. And as I was making a comment just a moment ago, I see the switchboard lights up again. So,
sorry, guys.
Busy tonight, Dave. And if anybody's been caught in the friendly fire, I will call it friendly fire. If we've made a mistake and we've taken you out, too bad. Just call back in another day. We will bring you on a show and we'll have a nice discussion. But I'm not
dealing with idiots
out there who just don't want to talk and make stupid doing things in the background. And it just ruins everybody else's listening. Because people like to listen what's going on. And that's what we do. The English Defence League radio show. You get the truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth from the ADL. That's right, Dave, isn't it?
So help us God. And Jeff, one way that they can, you know.
Pleasure. I was waiting for Dave to do that last bit. Thank you, buddy.
It
has been an interesting night. And I want to say, the studio has been buzzing tonight. Maybe with some of the traffic, which is rather extraordinary, but... You know, sometimes they want to turn their heat up on us, but it don't work. It don't work. We're not interested. We're here because we're on the righteous side. Any of you that's just calling in to do that, you know, your time's coming to an end. Yeah, your time is coming to an end. We will prevail.
Dave, we will. Okay, yeah. Now, I was going to say, okay, if you're anybody, you've been caught in the friendly fire and everything, and you did want to talk to us, you know, you can always private message us through the various social medias and everything. I'm Dave Milner or Agador, you can reach me, okay, through Mumblit, all right? I'm UBG contact on Twitter as well. You can reach me through Spreely, Minds, MeWe, and I'm always Agador on Gab. And Jeff, I know you're on Gab, you're on MeWe, you're on Parler,
I'm a target, Dave.
That you are, Jeff. Well, yeah, Jeff, you know, like me, man, you're Mercury. You know, Facebook tried to wipe me out. Sorry, Facebook, sniff my butt, you didn't wipe me out, okay? Again, because I'm Mercury, I'm Quicksilver, I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, because that's where the truth is. That's where God is. God is everywhere. Okay, and
Amen
you ain't God.
To that, Dave.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
that is pretty awesome, Dave. Yeah, would you like to make your closing? I'd like to thank everybody for being in the chat room this evening.
Thanks, folks.
Who joined us, Easy Rider, Noddy. It has been interesting. I know you've been watching the fireworks going on. But take it from me, we've enjoyed the fun. You know, we don't care. Let them come, we'll knock them down. Now, you know, that's what we're about. We don't care. We fear no foe. Your thoughts for tonight. Get it out, Jeff. I mean, different words.
Right, Jeff. Yeah, we've been doing this for years, folks. y'all do one of your own, and you could get just as good as us. Anyway. All right, please check me out at the Unpleasant Black Guy page at Spreaker.com. I'm also heard through the Western Free Radio Network and at the SHR Media page on YouTube. Okay, my show times are 1 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday in the United States, and that's 6 p.m. in the UK, and on Saturday at midnight Eastern in the United States, that's 5 a.m. in the UK, where we and we break down this show a little bit more manageable bites and everything like that. And I just want to give Jeff a great shout out, man. You know, always happy to be your first officer on the Starship that you run, Captain. And you know, I just want to say to the foot soldiers, the Angels, the Brexiteers, and the world patriots out there, the children of God that are doing the right thing in His name. All right, be prosperous, okay, and be blessed, and no surrender ever. Back to you, Jeff.
No surrender ever, Dave, and I'd like to also just comment, you know what Tommy was talking about earlier. We'll put it this way. Tommy turned up at that jihadist on the doorstep. That's the only time then that the police did finally arrest the guy, right? We had the last I heard, he was being released. They'd let someone who's made these threats to us all, that's to us, the British public, and the royal family, and they'd let him walk free. Mental issues? Well, if he's mental issues, they should be locked up in an institute somewhere, shouldn't they, guys? But I just want to let you know that Tommy Duncan Wall, he went there. He knocked on the geezer's door, and the police turned up. And anyway, the discussion. You know, they told Tommy to go away. Tell him to go away. They should have been there kicking his door a few days, well, 3-4 days ago. But I just want to let you know that was an update on what's been going on. So we'll keep you up to speed what's been going on. But I just wanted to let you know that the police was made to do their duty. Well, that's what they're supposed to do, you know. Keep law and order. Keep these people off the streets who make threats to people. But it had to take Mr. Robinson to go banging on the guy's door before the police decided to arrest the jihadi. Let's call him what is a jihadi. A nasty, horrible, vermanic jihadi. Yeah, guys, once again, it's been a busy night tonight, I've got to admit. Didn't know how the show was going to pan out tonight. I'm glad to see our friends in the chat with us tonight. Easy Rider, who else? Bigfoot and Noddy joined us this evening. So I hope you've enjoyed the fireworks tonight, guys. it's been fun. So for myself, from Dave, from the team, everybody involved with the English Defence League radio show and the organisation, don't forget, we've got a website, www.englishdefenceleague.org.uk. If you like what you've been hearing and you like what we're doing, just donate a couple of bob here. You know, it just helps the cause. It keeps us fighting the good fight. God bless you all. And with that, let me come back in here. Right, Dave, what am I doing? Where am I, Dave? hang on, I'm trying to get back. Okay. I don't know what I've done here, Doug. I can't get back in. Oh, there you go. Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. But with from myself, from Dave, from the team, if we associate with the EDL radio show, we are saying good night, God bless, and we'll see you in a few days' time. I hope to be speaking to someone very shortly tomorrow. I won't say no more because you'll hear it in the not-too-distant future. It's going to be interesting. So, good night, guys. See you this Thursday. Let's rent. There you go. Yes, guys. Thank you, guys. Thanks for subscribing. Thank you for
my say, my life. Yeah, everybody. Wait, I feel like I got. People might say that I should strive for more. I'm so happy, I can see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, and of mine. If I need you, like that's the spark on its right. Then the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing, I have to stop. I'm going underground. Where's the prospect for you? That's the power, going underground. attention to relax me. I'm too busy dodging green and black. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. It's usually the place you're trapped, and the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns, and the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, foot soldiers and angels. Yes, we've had a pretty lively night tonight. it took me back to the old days. I used to love doing that. Good fun. So, yeah, trolls, if you're out there, come back and see us again so I can stomp all over you again. I enjoyed it tonight. So we're back to, guys, this is the English Defence League radio show. Signing off for tonight, but we'll be back again Thursday. So you be careful out there, guys. You step in prison and be careful. God bless you all. And no surrender. No surrender ever. Good night, everybody.